Hi guys, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
Welcome to today's A Plus lesson. And today's lesson is about health. So, Tiffany, would you describe yourself as a very healthy person?
I mean, I definitely try to be. I like to eat fruits, I love to eat vegetables, and I exercise. So I think that's really important. We really have to take care of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
To be honest, I could be healthier.I think my eating habits are okay, but I know I should exercise more. I just sometimes feel I just don't quite have enough time.
Yeah.
But I should make time, and I know that, but there you go. So obviously, health is important for things like taking care of your body, making sure you get enough sleep. But it's also important because if you are healthy, you'll probably have pretty good skin. And that's what we're talking about in today's article.
Right, which is really important. I think a lot of people at this age or at the age that you are now, you worry a lot about your skin because, you know, you're going through a phase where your bodies are changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of hormones in our body. So you really have to take care of your skin and be careful for that.
Okay, so let's look at some of the problems that might happen with your skin in today's article.
Less stress.No mess.
Are you okay? Why are you covering your face with a mask?
Don't ask. I'm having the worst day.
You should talk about it. Come on. I'm here for you.
Okay, fine. Look at my face.
Oh my goodness. What happened?
I'm not sure, but I look terrible.
Do you go to bed late? Staying up late and stress can cause pimples.
I can't help it. I have to study for my tests.
Just try to relax and remember not to squeeze your pimples.
You're right. Perhaps I should stop doing that.
Mask, mask. Doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. Doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. Fine, fine. Mom said it was fine to eat ice cream after dinner. Mom said,It was fine to eat ice cream after dinner. Stay up. Stay up. Michael stayed up all night to study for his test. Michael stayed up all night to study for his test. Perhaps. Perhaps. It's too late.To watch a movie now, so perhaps next time. It's too late to watch a movie now, so perhaps next time.
So today's article begins with Brendan talking to Patricia. And Brendan says, Are you okay? Why are you covering your face with a mask?
A mask? I wonder why she's doing that, though.
Well, we'll find out. First of all, let's explain mask. M-A-S-K. Mask. And a mask is something that covers all or part of your face. And you can either use a mask to protect it or to hide it. So on playtimes like Halloween, you might wear a scary mask so you can frighten people. And it's a lot of fun. And sometimes people wear masks like doctors.When they want to not breathe in any germs from patients or not give their germs to a patient.
Right. And just like our sentence says, doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. Doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. So they wear the ones that just cover your nose and mouth to protect themselves from transferring their germs or maybe other people transferring their germs to them.
Yeah, you see a lot of people wearing masks on the MRT, so maybe Patricia is ill.
Yeah, probably. All right, so next in the article, Patricia says, "Don't ask, I'm having the worst day."
Maybe she is sick. Mm-hmm. And Brendan, well, he says, "You should talk about it. Come on, I'm here for you." Mm. And now that phrase, to be here for you or here for someone, and that means you are ready and willing to help someone that you like. So you would say, "I'm here for you." If you're talking about another person, you would say, "there for me." So, for example, you could say, "My mother is always there for me when I have a problem." Mm-hmm. My mother is always there for me when I have a problem.
That's really good, though, to have a nice relationship with your parents, I think. Mm-hmm. So just like Brendan and Patricia, they're both really good friends. Brendan says, "It's all right, tell me how you feel. I'm here for you. I'll be there for support." All right, so then Patricia says, "Okay, fine. Look at my face."
Okay.
Uh-oh. Let's see what happened to her. Well, here we have our word power word, fine. F-I-N-E. It's an adjective and it means it's used to tell someone that an action, a suggestion, or decision is acceptable, like you're okay with it. Mm-hmm. For example, our sample sentence is, "Mom said it was fine to eat ice cream after dinner." Mm-hmm. Mom said it was fine to eat ice cream after dinner. So she said it was okay.
It's okay. You can do it. No problem.
You won't get in trouble.
Yeah, so she's obviously taken off her mask here to show Brendan. And he says, "Oh my goodness, what happened?" Okay, so, "Oh my goodness," that's an expression we used when we're shocked.
Mm-hmm. So Patricia says, "I'm not sure, but I look terrible." Uh-oh. Mm. It seems like a really serious thing happened to her.
Yeah, I think she's got some spots, some pimples.
Probably. Okay, so when something looks terrible, it just means it's very bad. For example, "I thought that movie was terrible." Mm-hmm. Meaning, "I thought that movie was so bad, I probably wouldn't want to see it again."
Not so good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brendan, I think he knows what's going on. She's got some pimples, so he gives her some advice. He says, "Do you go to bed late? Staying up late and stress can cause pimples."
Oh.
Okay, so if you stay up too late, if you've got a lot on your mind, that can cause your skin to go a little bit bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. We saw the phrasal verb here, stay up, S-T-A-Y, then U-P, stay up. And to stay up just means to go to bed later than usual. For example, Michael stayed up all night to study for his test. Michael stayed up all night to study for his test.
Ah, the life of a student. I guess it's really stressful. Mm-hmm. And here, stress means it's like a physical, mental, or kind of emotional kind of tension. Or we could just say you have some kind of pressure. Mm-hmm. So for example, Belinda will like a job without too much stress. So she will like a job that doesn't have too much pressure. Maybe there's pressure from the boss or pressure to maybe sell something.
Yeah,
she would
time
just like a really...
could be a time pressure.
True.
Get something done on time. Very difficult. And then we really get to the heart of the problem here with the word pimple, P-I-M-P-L-E, pimple. And a pimple is another word for a red spot that you usually get on your face, and they often have little white kind of liquid inside. Mm. And they appear on your skin when you're a teenager. Okay,
right.
And also when you're an adult. I mm-hmm. still get them sometimes.
I get them too sometimes.
So most teenagers get pimples at some point. Okay, it's natural.
Mm-hmm. So don't worry if you have pimples. It's definitely normal. We all went through it. It'll mm-hmm. get better as you get older. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not. If you're unlucky. Anyway, so next in the article, Patricia says, "I can't help it. I have to study for my tests." Okay, so maybe she is staying up late and mm-hmm. she is very, very stressed.
Yeah.
So when you can't help it, it just means you can't stop it because you're not able to change it and it's not really their fault. Mm-hmm. So for example, we could say, "I know I should exercise more, but I can't help it. I'm just too busy."
That's me. Oh. That's me right here. Okay, so Brendan, he's giving some more advice. He says, "Try to relax. Just try to relax and remember not to squeeze your pimples.
Oh.
That's pretty good advice. And to squeeze something means to apply pressure to something, to usually to crush it and squeeze it in order to remove liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this can be done in a good way. For example, Kelly squeezed out the juice of the piece of lemon. Kelly squeezed the juice out of the piece of lemon. And that's how you get, like, fruit juice.
Right.
But it can also be bad, because if you squeeze the spots, then it will let some of the bacteria, some of the bad things inside them, go on other parts of your face, and it'll make them look very red.
And not to mention, you could get scars, too,
yeah,
from squeezing pimples.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so before we get into the article, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。大家在日常生活中有没有过忘记带东西的经验呢？无论是忘记带钱包，或者是忘记带钥匙，都是相当麻烦的哦。今天我们就要教大家英文中记得 remember 忘记 forget 的用法。然而，这两个字到底该怎么样来使用呢？现在就让我们来一起看看吧。首先，让我们来看看记得 remember 的用法。英文中 remember 有两个常见的句型，第一个就是 remember to 加上原形动词，表示还没去做，记得要去做。另一个则是 remember 加上动词 ing， 表示已经做了，记得做过什么什么。让我来举个例子，让同学了解一下。假设今天妈妈跟你说 ，Remember to turn off the lights before you go to bed。Remember to turn off the lights before you go to bed， 就是在跟你说上床前记得要关灯。句子中的 to 加上 turn off the lights， 就表示要记得去做关灯的这个动作，就是还没去做的事情。然而今天如果妈妈说 Do you remember turning the lights off before you went to bed? Do you remember turning the lights off before you went to bed?就表示你睡觉前有记得关灯吗？ Remember 后方加上 turning the lights off， 就表示记得关灯这件事，表示已经做了。不过如果今天我们在 remember 的后方加上 not 的话，是代表什么意思呢？那就是记得别去做什么什么。例如妈妈希望你把灯打开不要关掉，那她可能就会说Remember not to turn off the lights. Remember not to turn off the lights. 表示不要把灯关掉哦。好，看完了 remember 的用法，再让我们来看看 forget 的用法。英文中 forget 有两个常见的句型，跟 remember 相似。第一个就是 forget to 加上原形动词，表示忘记去做，还没做过某件事。另一个则是Forget 加上动词 ing， 表示忘记做过，是你已经做过却忘了的事。假设今天妈妈请你帮她倒垃圾，结果你忘了，这时你就可以说 I forgot to take out the trash. I forgot to take out the trash. 我忘了倒垃圾。Forgot to 加上 take out the trash， 就表示忘了去做倒垃圾这个动作。然而如果今天妈妈问你倒垃圾了没，你倒了但你已经忘了又跑出去倒了一次，这时你就可以说 I forgot taking out the trash. I forgot taking out the trash， 表示我忘记我已经倒过垃圾了。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能对 remember 跟 forget 的用法更了解哦，要记得不要忘记哦。英文快译通，我们下次见。
Hi guys, welcome back. So, Brendan has just given Patricia some good advice about pimples. He says, don't squeeze them.
Mm-hmm. And Patricia then says in the article, you're right. Perhaps I should stop doing that. Definitely it makes it so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's our word pair word, perhaps. P-E-R-H-A-P-S.、
Mm-hmm.
And it's an adverb, and it's used to say something that may be true, but you're unsure. So it's kind of like, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. So our sample sentence is, it's too late to watch a movie now, so perhaps next time. It's too late to watch a movie now, so perhaps next time.
Yeah, so、Brendan gives some pretty good advice there. There are other things you can do if you have pimples, if you have little skin problems like that. And we'll discuss some of these as we finish today's article. Okay, so it looks as though Patricia has got a few problems with her skin. She's、mm-hmm. got some pimples caused by staying up late and stressing about things.
Yeah, and I don't think it helps if she keeps...squeezing her pimples、
mm.
because what it does is you're getting more germs into that area, and plus you could leave scars on your face.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of things you can do, and to be honest, one of the most simple things is just wash your face often and wash your hands often、
ah.
just with ordinary soap and water. It may not seem like much, but it'll have a good effect of just removing germsunblocking any of the little holes in your skin where some of the hair comes out、because when they get blocked, that's what causes a lot of spots. Something blocks them up and they turn red as they get build up underneath, and that's where they come from. So just unblocking them can do a lot of good.
Right. And I think a really, really good advice is just to not touch your face.Because I know sometimes when you have like bad skin, you're kind of worried about it. So、mm-hmm. you kind of subconsciously, you just want to touch it and you just want to like pick at it and、
mm-hmm.
get rid of it. But the best thing to do is not touch it, because sometimes your hands do have a lot of germs.、
Mm.
Especially if you're outside, you can't wash your hands often. You really should just try not to touch your face to avoid these kind of skin problems, I think.
Yeah, so that's almost all we have time for today, but we will be back tomorrow to look at some more advice that Brendan gives Patricia about how to have good skin.
All right, so we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye for now.
You have my eternal gratitude.
You have my eternal gratitude.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天要继续教大家一句用来表示谢意的句子。这个句子相当的正式，那就是 You have my eternal gratitude. You have my eternal gratitude. 我对你感激不尽。Internal 这个字就代表永远的、永恒的。所谓的 internal life 就代表永生、长生不老。而 gratitude 就代表感激的意思。Express one's gratitude 就是表示感激的意思。什么情况下我们用到这么正式的句子呢？一般去便利商店买饮料跟店员说谢谢吗？当然不是咯。如果朋友帮了一个小忙，好像也可以，但似乎有点太隆重了。这个句子比较会用在正式的场合或者公文书信往来中。例如我们在新闻中看到某个人捐了一大笔钱给慈善机构，那么这时候受到帮助的人可能就会说 You have my eternal gratitude. You have my eternal gratitude. 我对你感激不尽。下次如果朋友帮了一个非常大的忙，可以试着说说看哦。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。小聚会我们下次见咯。
You have my eternal gratitude.
You have my eternal gratitude.
Less stress, no mess.
Are you okay?Why are you covering your face with a mask?
Don't ask. I'm having the worst day.
You should talk about it. Come on, I'm here for you.
Okay, fine. Look at my face.
Oh my goodness. What happened?
I'm not sure, but I look terrible.
Do you go to bed late? Staying up late...And stress can cause pimples.
I can't help it. I have to study for my tests.
Just try to relax And remember not to squeeze your pimples.
You're right. Perhaps I should stop doing that.
Mask, mask. Doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. Doctors wear masks to protect themselves from getting ill. Fine, fine. Mom said it was fine to eat ice cream after dinner. Mom said it was fine to eat ice cream after dinner. Stay up, stay up. Michael stayed up all night to study for his test. Michael stayed up all night to study for his test. Perhaps, perhaps. It's too late to watch a movie now, so perhaps next time. It's too late to watch a movie now, so perhaps next time.